With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's forest products industry generates more than $41 billion in economic activity. People can learn the ins and outs of the industry at Trees for Tomorrow's Forest Fest later this month. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
From the toilet paper you use every day to the air we breathe, forests provide benefits for everybody. In Wisconsin, more than 125,000 jobs are tied to the forest products industry. Part of Trees for Tomorrow's mission is to educate people on all that the forest provides. Kim Feller is the Development Administrative Assistant.
I think it's important just to have an awareness. Even if forestry isn't your thing, it's great to go out and learn something new about something that you don't know. Who knows? It might even become your thing.
The Eagle River Environmental Education Center is hosting its biennial Forest Fest on July 25th to teach people all about the timber industry, from its history to modern technology. It's geared towards all ages. There's a passport program to visit the different exhibits and demonstrations. There will be loggers, truckers, chainsaw carving, and birds of prey presentations.
We'll have a lot of different presentations about wildlife and, you know, all things related to forestry, and especially for landowners, they might be able to come and learn something from any exhibitors or demonstrators. So we just want to celebrate the forest and educate people all about the bounty of natural resources that we have here.
Forest Fest is Saturday, July 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free and open to the public. You can find a schedule and map on the Trees for Tomorrow website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Rhinelander City Administrator Patrick Reagan is resigning. In a letter to Mayor Chris Hannis, Reagan said it's been an honor and a privilege to serve the residents of Rhinelander and to also work with a group of truly outstanding department leaders. Reagan started as city administrator in February 2023. The previous 8 years had seen a number of city administrators or acting city administrators come and go. According to the Newberry News, Sault Ste. Marie hired Reagan as its new city administrator. Reagan's last day as Rhinelander City Administrator is August 7th. Democratic candidate for governor Sarah Rodriguez has fired her campaign manager due to problems with how her campaign's finances were tracked. Rodriguez said she discovered her campaign has hundreds of thousands of dollars less cash than she thought after campaign ads slated to run last week did not air due to unpaid invoices. Rodriguez fired her campaign manager after discovering contributions had been double-counted and expenses were undercounted, leading to her campaign having far less money than she thought. Rodriguez spoke at a news conference Monday at her campaign headquarters, saying she was staying in the race. The primary is August 11th. Data centers may push electricity demand in Wisconsin up by more than 40% by 2032. Wisconsin Public Radio reports that the finding is part of a new draft report by state utility regulators. That could mean the state will need to build significant infrastructure to meet rising energy needs. Utilities say they'll be able to meet the spike with an all-of-the-above approach to energy generation. But consumer advocates and environmental groups are concerned Wisconsin utilities will do so at the cost of ratepayers while worsening the effects of climate change. The Oneida County Planning and Development Committee recently passed an interim moratorium on data centers. It still needs to be approved by the full county board. At a public hearing about the proposed moratorium in Oneida County, many people raised concerns of water and electricity consumption of data centers, as well as noise and other potential pollution these centers have brought to other communities where they've been built. The Wausau City Council has approved submitting a proposal to Marathon County for one of the main UW-Stevens Point at Wausau campus buildings, which could become a new police station. Police Chief Matthew Barnes told a committee of the whole that they are okay in their current building on Grand Avenue, but the department does not have room for growth.
Our technical law enforcement computer technician, her office is in a closet. We repurposed a bathroom into a drug testing area for our vent hoods. We repurposed our OWI booking center into an evidence processing room because as our department has grown, we can't change the walls in the facility.
Monday's vote only authorized a proposal and does not mean the plan is for certain. The next steps involve the Finance Committee earmarking money for design and planning in case the city's proposal is accepted by the county. The cost to convert the building remains unknown. The UW-Stevens Point Wausau campus was vacated this summer after the school entered a partnership with NTC to share classroom and office space. Scientists have found concerning levels of pesticides in rivers throughout the U.S., especially in agricultural states. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson explains the data comes from a new decade-long study.
The U.S. Geological Survey sampled streams across the country for 80 pesticides and for a decade. Meg Shoda is a USGS hydrologist. She says the middle of the country proved to be a particular concern.
The Mississippi River Basin has a high percentage of sites with increasing trends in pesticides, especially compared to other regions of the U.S.
Two pesticides that kept turning up in rivers were the weed killer atrazine, used on crops like corn, and the insecticide imidacloprid, which is often added to seeds to protect crops as they grow. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.